in the house. And she said, thine handmaiden hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. When thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil, pay thy debt, and live, thou and thy children, on the rest. Amen. Praise God. You know, in biblical days, there wasn't any kind of a safety net for people who found themselves in need. A widow was very, very vulnerable. And if she didn't have her husband to provide for her, she was put into a very, very difficult situation. And so that was the predicament of this woman. Even though her husband was one of the sons of the prophets, he died. It doesn't tell us how that he died. He died, and she goes to the prophet. Amen. What we need in our time of need is to run to the Lord, run to God. And in the Old Testament, when we talk about running to the prophets, it's the same thing, really. Just they stood instead for the Lord. And they were anointed of God, called of God, and they spoke the word of the Lord. And so when she finds herself in a terrible, terrible circumstance, the first thing she does is she calls the prophet. Amen. Amen. It should be so that we, whenever we find ourselves in need, that we understand that God is our source, God is our help. And I'm not saying that it's bad to go to the doctor. I'm just saying that it's better to call upon the Lord. It's better to get a hold of God. That's what she did. Now, the predicament that she was in was that if she did not have enough to pay her debts, then they were going to take her sons. I think it's quite a lesson for us all to understand. If you look at this household, this was a household when he asked, what do you have in the house? She said, I don't have anything except just this little pot of oil. So likely what's happened is that she has taken one piece of furniture after another piece of furniture. She's taken everything in the household that she had and she sold it. And now she's down to just this pot of oil. She had nothing, nothing less. And so now her sons are going to be taken into slavery. I got to thinking about this, that without the anointing in our lives and in the church, it's the next generation that's going to suffer the most. It's the coming generation. If we do not contend and say, Lord, more than anything, what we want and what we need is an outpouring of the Spirit of God upon us as a church. And if they don't see that and experience that, then there's a younger generation that's going to be vulnerable. They're not going to have what they need. They're not going to be able to face the times that we are in right now. What they need more than anything, this generation is being enslaved by a lot of different things. Young people enslaved by a lot of things that are of this world. It's grabbing their attention. It's putting them in bondage. It's It's destroying their lives and the potential of their lives. We got some wonderful, precious young people around here in our church. Every one of them are valuable. Every one of them can be used of the Lord. But they have to be vessels filled up. Vessels full of the Spirit of God. Amen. I know people say, well, if you're going to reach this generation of young people, you're going to have to speak their language. You're going to have a message that's relative to their thinking and to their things. And I'm not saying all that is bad, but I'm just saying, let's make this the priority. The priority is, the most important thing is that there is something going on in an overflow of the Spirit of God in the church, in our families, so that the young people will see we need to be a vessel filled up ourselves. So the next coming generation, they're the ones that the world, you know, it says that the creditors came knocking on the door. The world is knocking on the door of our children. The world is knocking on the hearts of this generation. And if we do not help them to see that more than anything, there just has to be the flowing of the Spirit of God, the anointing. That's what's needed. Amen. I recognize that I need it, and I recognize that every one of us here in the church, every age group, whether you're mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, whatever, you need the touch of God upon your life, because the world is knocking on the door of the hearts of your sons and daughters. And the world wants to take them in and wants to make them bound by the things of this world. And the only thing they had in the house, everything else, every piece of furniture, everything of value that they had apparently had already been sold off. They didn't have anything. She said, we don't have nothing. All we have is this little pot of oil. That's all we've got. That's all we've got. Amen. Now, if that's all you got in your life, and I know, I remember when we started the church out there in Oklahoma, we pioneered that church, we did not have anything. I hear about people planting churches these days. They've got a big budget, thousands of dollars, and they're able to go in and plant a church with everything. We didn't have anything. We didn't have songbooks. We didn't have a building. We didn't have anything. We had no money, nothing. But the Lord began to move. The Lord began to move. And if that's all we have as a church, as a body, and we may think, well, we don't really have everything, and young people are really attracted to the bright lights and a lot of things that are going on in these days, but what they desperately need is the oil, the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon their lives. They had sold everything. They had nothing, but they did have that pot of oil. And that pot of oil was going to be the answer, because all they needed was empty vessels. That's all they needed. Empty vessels. They just needed. Amen. And there's a vast number of people, even our young people, other people that come here from time to time to church. And I don't know what motivates people to walk into church, but I think that for the most part, people are looking, they're searching, they're hungering. They may not even know what they need, but I do. I know they need the touch of God in their life. They need to be saved, born again, and filled with the Spirit of God. That's the only answer for them in the current situation that they are facing. Amen. What did they need? She sent her sons out. Bring in empty vessels. Bring in empty vessels. Go, borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors. Even empty vessels, borrow not a few. They were to be empty because God was getting ready to perform a miracle. God was getting ready to pour out his Spirit and begin to pour out into these empty vessels and fill them up. Amen. You'd understand with me tonight that there's a lot of things that the church could do without. I'm glad for technology. I'm glad for music and instruments. And I'm glad for a lot of these things that we have that help us and they are an advantage to us. But the real key is, do we have the overflow of the anointing of the Spirit of God? It makes our worship, our songs, our preaching, our prayer times, it makes everything changed because we are filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. So God is looking for empty vessels. Amen. Vessels of honor. That's what he's looking for. People who are empty vessels. Amen. You see, God has not run out of power. He's not run out of anointing. He hasn't run short on anything that we desperately need. But what he has run out of is vessels that are clean, vessels that are available to the Lord, vessels that have said, yes, Lord, I want your touch, your power, your anointing in my life. Amen. He is searching for vessels. Amen. So we need to pray, Lord, would you fill every person from the oldest to the youngest, even these boys and girls, even these young people, fill them to overflowing. They need to be empty vessels coming into the presence of God and allowing the Lord to fill them up by the power of his Spirit. Amen. Here's an interesting thing from this story. He said, borrow not a few. Borrow not a few. Amen. You understand that we play a role in the outpouring of the Spirit of God? We have a part to play, a place of obedience, to do what we're told to do. And not only that, but we also, not only do we have a role to play, but our faith determines the size of the miracle. Amen. Our faith determines the bigness of what God does. He said, go out and borrow and do not borrow few. Amen. Because he was getting ready through that one little small vessel to start pouring out. And it was their faith, their willingness to put their faith and their confidence and to be obedient to the voice of the Lord. Don't borrow a few. Bring in many. Because God wants to do wonderful, great, and mighty things if we'll put our trust in the Lord. Amen. So the size of God's power, the size of the revival, the size of the blessing and the outpouring of the Spirit of God, sure, he pours out his Spirit, but he's looking for empty, clean vessels that he can pour into. Amen. And there's no limit to what he can do. Amen. He can fill 10 with the Holy Ghost, or he can fill 50, or he can fill 100. He can fill people. It doesn't matter. God can move. If there is an empty vessel in this building, they can be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. That's the anointing that we need. That's the anointing that we desperately need. We need a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we need to believe God for great things, mighty things that he wants to do. Praise God. He wants to do some things greater than you could ever imagine. Greater than you can imagine, greater than you can think of, than you can dream of. God wants to do great things. Are you willing to be a vessel that he uses? Are you willing to say yes to the Lord and understand that God can use your obedience to bring the empty vessels in? To see the house of God filled with people and then filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It really is determined by your own willingness to obey God. Your willingness to say yes to the Lord and allow him to move. And so they went and they brought in all of these vessels. Go borrow these vessels abroad of all the neighbors, and even empty vessels borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door. Amen. Shut the door. Now that doesn't mean we shut the door on people who want to come into the house of the Lord, but it does mean that we shut the door on all the hindrances. Amen. We separate ourselves from all the hindrances of this world. We shut out all the distractions, all the hindrances. That's what they did. They shut the door. They brought all the empty vessels in, and then they shut the door. And that's what you and I need to do. We need to shut the door on doubt. Shut the door on unbelief. Shut the door on the world. Shut the door on negativity. Shut the door on faithlessness. Shut the door on all of these things that hinder the working and the moving of God. That's why I said what I did at the beginning of the service Sunday night. And I know everyone kind of snickered and laughed, because it's bothered me that our meditation and our conversation has been so captivated by what's going on in the world. Amen. I know it's kind of hard to ignore it all because it's kind of in your face, but I think that it'd be worthwhile if we could just come into the house of the Lord, shut the door on all that. Amen. Shut the door on that and ask the Lord, Lord, we're here, and what we know that we need is for you to pour out your Spirit upon us. And that's what's going to equip us to face the challenges out there, the challenges of this hour that we're living in right now. Shut the door and keep out all of these negative, hopeless things that want to control your mind and your thinking. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I've caught myself since Sunday a couple of times saying the word. And I thought, oh, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me to get that out of my spirit. Help me to get that out of my thinking and get my mind upon the Lord and be filled with the good things of God. Amen. When thou art come, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Praise God. Every empty vessel. I don't know how many were there, but there's a bunch. There is enough that when she told the prophet what had happened, he said, okay, go pay, sell what you have. Go pay off all your debts, which probably was much, a lot. And live the rest of your life on the supply. That's what it says. The rest of your life. Amen. Are you worried about the future? Are you worried about what's going to happen next week, next month, next year? Oh, no. The provision of God, the power of God, the power of the Spirit of God, the anointing of the Spirit of God is good enough for today, tonight, this week, next month, next year. No matter what we face in these coming weeks and months, we know that there is a sufficient supply. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a sufficient supply for the rest of our days. And I have to tell you that our days may not be many in this world. Amen. We're living in a time when it's obvious that the Lord could come at any point, at any time. And we need to be prepared for that. But until that day comes, we need to be filled with the Spirit. Filled up with the Spirit. And we need every vessel, everybody that walks into this building to receive from God, to get the help that they need, because many people are coming in and visit the services, and they are desperately in need. They're desperately in need. And I know that what they need is the touch of God, the anointing of the Spirit of God upon their lives. Amen. So let's believe God. It came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Amen. There was enough oil being poured out until there was no more in empty vessels. It just kept being poured out. Every empty vessel. Amen. This needs to be a place. This needs to be a sanctuary, a house of God, where the oil is flowing. Amen. And everybody that comes in, they can receive help from the Lord. And if there are no longer any empty vessels, then we're gonna lose the flow. We need to keep that flow in our lives, in our church, believing God. Amen. For this wonderful anointing that we desperately need. It's good enough for now, and it's a provision that can last from now on. Amen. God's not gonna run out. He's not gonna run out. If he runs out of anything, it's just gonna be empty vessels, available people, but he won't run out of his Spirit and his power and his blessing. Always going to be a sufficient source of God's divine power in our lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for the promises of God. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, the anointing that can destroy every yoke. For the anointing, Lord, that can rest upon us and empower us to do what needs to be done in these last days. Thank you, Lord, that you're an all-sufficient God, that no matter what the challenges are, there's enough. There's enough. Lord, you just keep pouring out your Holy Spirit upon us. And Lord, we ask you to do that. Lord, in these coming services, in this next month and months, we pray, Lord, in spite of what's going on out in the world, help us to come in here and shut the door and just believe you, Lord, to pour out, Lord, your Holy Spirit upon every one of us. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.